For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri lawmakers plan to try again to limit how much money people can receive in medical malpractice lawsuits. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones says the liability limits are a priority for the 2014 session, and Representative Eric Burleson of Springfield already is promoting a bill. Republican lawmakers want to reinstate a $350,000 limit on non-economic damages, such as pain and suffering, that was struck down by the Missouri Supreme Court in July 2012. The court said the limit violated a common law right to seek damages for medical malpractice that predated the adoption of a state constitution in 1820. The proposed legislation would abolish that common law right and instead make medical liability lawsuits subject to state law. A similar bill stalled earlier this year in the Senate. Missouri is in a wait-and-see mode after submitting a bid to Boeing Company for a new airplane assembly plant. But even if Missouri loses the competition, the effort to lure Boeing could have several results. Lawmakers who approved an incentive package in a special session say their quick work and bipartisan cooperation should be a signal to other businesses that Missouri wants them here. The negotiations to pass the Boeing incentives also could result in a renewed push during the 2014 session by Governor Jay Nixon and some senators for an overhaul of Missouri's existing tax credits. Several officials at Lincoln University are losing their jobs in reorganization by the public university in Jefferson City. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports the building and grounds director, a tutor, and the vice presidents for administration, academic affairs, and university advancement will be losing their jobs. The vice president for student affairs will become the dean of students with reduced responsibilities and a nearly 22% pay cut. Lincoln University President Kevin D. Rome says most changes will take effect January 1st and come because of the school's current budget situation. Rome says he focused on the vice president jobs in trying to save money. He says some areas are being merged and that services to students are not being eliminated. After months of legal wrangling and false starts in a battle to resume domestic horse slaughter, plants in New Mexico and Missouri are working to begin processing equine for human consumption. The efforts come on the heels of an order late Friday by a federal appeals court that lifted an emergency stay on the company's plans. Blair Dunn, who represents Valley Meat Company of Roswell, New Mexico, and Rains Natural Meats of Gallatin, Missouri, says the plants Monday, quote, are pushing full steam ahead to be ready to go as soon as possible. Rains Natural Meats, he says, even has horses on site, but it's unclear if the plants will open before Christmas or wait until after the holidays. The Humane Society vows, quote, the fight for America's horses is not over. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.